This week on Texans Huddle.
It's always good to give back and just being out here. You know, our teammates are out here and the coaches are out here, so it's fun. It's also kind of a team bonding kind of thing, and you get to meet a lot of people you might normally not get to meet.
They came back and had a great year last year. I know I had to play against this team, how good this team is, and I'm just trying to find a way to fit in and be a part of something special.
I'll tell you what, I think it's a benefit, first of all, for these rookies to see these guys.
Coaches always talk about knowing your role and being out there and being somebody that we can count on. And for me, that's just what I'm trying to do.
True or false, Ben Jones resembles Babe Ruth in the batter's box?
Only in figure, not in the swing.
I got a uniform on, I got a hat on, and I'm sweating, so I'm ready to go.
Shadow Hawk Golf Club in Richmond, Texas, the site of the Houston Texans annual charity golf classic. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Not only are we hosting the show from here, we are actually playing in this event as we do each and every year. One of our favorites.
It is such a great day. John Harris chipping with Toro. You have players out here, and it's all for a great cause. It's the Texans Charity Classic, and I know Jamie Roots will shed more light on what this event does for the community a little bit later on.
Yep, absolutely. We will have him in the next segment on the show, but let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Houston Texans this week. We'll visit with some players throughout the course of the day as well, but the rookies were in town. Anxiously waiting to see some of these new guys we picked up in the draft, but a lot more than just those seven.
Oh, yeah, the undrafted free agents and a lot of guys in for tryouts, including the only quarterback who was around for the weekend. That would be Kevin Rogers out of Henderson State. Threw the ball pretty well, and he had a lot of work on that arm. But it was great to see the draft choices out there, Kevin Johnson and Jalen Strong and the rest of them, undrafted free agents, trying to make an impression, first impression on the coaches. And I know Bill O'Brien had a lot to say about the way the guys looked coming in.
We have a lack of conditioning. So these guys need to get in better shape as a whole. I'll say this, that's not entirely their fault. You know, they, like I said yesterday, they've been training for the combine, you know, the 40-yard dash, the broad jump, the shuttle runs, all those different drills that they have to do. That doesn't equate to football shape, especially in Houston. And, like, you know, some of those guys thought it was, you know, hot out there yesterday. Like, John, you know as well as I – well, much better than I do, me being raised in Boston, you know way better than me that they ain't seen nothing yet. So I think we got to get in better shape, but I do like the effort and the attention to detail in the meetings, but now they have to really work to get in better condition. I can't think of a year that I've been involved with this where it hasn't been that way, to be honest with you. You know, to think that a group of rookies is going to come in and understand the shape they need to be in at this level, at the NFL level, is, you know, that's hard. You know, some of the guys were in shape. You know, there were some guys that were in decent shape for the start, but as a whole, we got a ways to go.
You know, Mark, it's great to see these guys out here, knowing that it kind of kicks off OTAs and then training camp follows, so it's kind of good to see them getting their feet wet. But in watching these couple days of practice, did anyone kind of stand out, or you able to even tell from these first 2 days?
Well, I think what you can tell, Patty, you want to see the do-they-look-like-they-belong test passed, and that certainly was the case with these draft choices. They looked like they belonged in the NFL. Now, you're measuring college players against college players, but it's the creme de la creme when you're talking about a rookie camp like this. So when you see Kevin Johnson look spry out there and Jalen Strong, I know what Bill O'Brien said about the conditioning, but these guys look like they could make a valuable contribution and should this year. So OTAs will tell a bigger part of the story, but it was so far so good for the rookies.
Yeah, these guys just have a lot to learn. Not only are they going out there and learning on the field, they've got classroom, they've got meetings as well. It's a lot to take in for all of them, but they're well on their way.
Just everything from the training room to the classroom to, you know, the film study, you know, everything's just, you know, more detailed. And, you know, I'm just trying to take it all in and use all these, you know, everything around here and just trying to get better.
They're throwing a lot at us. So really just trying to, like, dig deep in this playbook and try to learn exactness of all the playbooks and really learn special teams.
I'm going to just say there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And from right now, if I'm having trouble right now, then there's no way I could last during the season. So I'm just taking it one day at a time.
These next couple days, I'm just trying to basically just get used to the change of the game, really. You know, you take that next step from college to the pros, and you really, you know, you're going to learn, like, the first day what how big the differences are and how big the changes are. So I'm looking forward to, you know, just getting used to the way that this organization runs their football team. I'm looking forward to basically just learning from some great veterans on this team, and in particular the defensive line. Really, you know, you have guys like J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork, and you know, other established players like Whitney Merciless and Jadeveon Clowney. Really, it's just for me, I see this as a great opportunity for not just for me, just for like the whole team, just to, you know, learn from them and just soak up every bit of knowledge that they can.
Well, and most of the veterans, a lot of them will be out here at this golf tournament today. One guy who won't, though, because the week kind of got started with his announcement, DJ Swearinger, that he would no longer be a Houston Texan.
Yeah, and Patty just drafted a couple of years ago, but I think when you look at a whole new coaching staff coming in, even though Rick Smith is still here as the general manager and executive vice president, you're talking about fit. It's a very different defense with Romeo Crennel as opposed to Wade Phillips, and you're talking about fit for the team, and usually that plays the biggest part in players being a part of the mix heading into the future. So even though he was only going into year three, he's not going to be a Houston Texan, and they'll have to get along without him in the defensive backfield.
And we have to take our first time out here on the show, but don't go away. Much more to come. I feel like someone's behind me messing with me. I know. I just sensed him.
Photobomb.
We've got players coming up, and we'll also visit with President Jamie Root. Stay with us.